Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio. It's July 13th, 2010, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-host, Lavendar. Today, Lavendar will be giving us a first-hand report on the Teton meetings. This semi-annual gathering of several galactic councils took place from July 1st to the 7th, where important plans concerning the Earth and humanity's evolution were made. For over 25 years, Lavendar has been a galactic scribe and emissary for the Pleiadians aboard the starship called the Star of Bethlehem, which carries the 33 species of galactic intent. She's kept a journal of her experiences and ET demonstrations during those years, and now she's releasing that information through this show and our website, starseedhotline.com. You can arrange to speak to her privately by calling 888-881-0881. We also have a free Starseed forum at starseedhotline.ning, that's N-I-N-G.com. Lavendar has written two books, 50 Questions and Answers, and the newest one is a comprehensive guide to starseed crystal use. Both are now available and described on our website as they're available as ebooks, and you can find them on our website at starseedhotline.com, as well as free previews for those books. Our call-in number for the show is 917-889-8292, and if you have a question or comment, press 1 so we know you're waiting to talk. If you're listening to the show afterwards and have a question, you can send an email to Lavendar, that's L-A-V-A-N-D-A-R, at starseedhotline.com, and include your phone number, or call the toll-free number, again, 888-881-0881. And now, I'd like to introduce Lavendar.
Hello to everyone out there, and thank you, Arielle, for introducing me. I just got online. The telephone man finally came, and at like 3 minutes till showtime, he says, you're on. So we are at the 11th hour again. How many times has this happened to me in my life? But at least the phones are working now. And so I'm very grateful that I don't have to use the cell phone that was being loaned to me here. Anyway, I'm ready to tell my audience some things about the Teton meetings. And of course, these Teton meetings go on every year from January 1 through 7, July 1 through 7. And this gathering, has been in existence for hundreds of years and has been revealed to humans as early as 1708, when the 14 generation experiments, were first put in motion concerning the starseed bloodlines on the planet. And because of the delicate balance to be determined through these bloodlines, it was decided, that a selected group of souls would be in charge of keeping the records from start to finish, which would include the sessions each year that would determine which bloodline and souls would participate through this 14-generation experiment. And some souls chose to incarnate through all the 14 generations, as some only dipped down every 7th generation, which was twice in the experiment. Others chose not to incarnate, but just simply to walk in as needed, to seed, to water, to fertilize, to harvest some aspect of the, intended course of human history through these procedures. And those aboard spacecraft who chose not to incarnate at all were part of the genetic engineering team that assisted in matching bloodlines that would bring about the most intended event. So, also, let me just talk about who's in attendance at these Starseed Grand Council meetings. I have talked about it earlier, but for those that had not heard the previous shows, I guess I better say once again who was there. The Great White Brotherhood, Guardians of the Devic Kingdoms, Starship Commanders of Intergalactic Federations, Ascended Masters of the Seven Sacred Cities, Crystal Brotherhood of the Antares Arcturus Midway Station, all 12 members of the Crystal Roundtable on the Starship Bethlehem, Ascended Masters of all the 7 Rays of Initiations, and Council members from Northern Shambhala. So, this year, of all the years, I think that has been probably the most immense time because of the changes that are happening on the planet with the people and the planet herself. And every 45 minutes, beings would be apported out of their beds or wherever they were, depending on the experiments. Some would come physically, others would simply be, their souls would be carried in a little container and go to the emerald crystal. Through the emerald crystal, their holographic form would show, and therefore they could see each other at these meetings, and always 144,000 were in attendance. That was the revolving number that always happened in a continuous motion.
So every 45 minutes, there's another 144,000 brought in.
That's exactly right. And, you know, this was the year that I really... I really wanted to be there physically. I wish I could have, worked it out where I could have gotten on an airplane and gone up there. But as it turned out, you know, I got to go anyway. And my poor thumbs, you know, it's like they have been shot up so many times. And I guess they missed on one finger because the index finger on my left hand is shot up also and so swollen. And that's one way a person can tell if they've physically been taken is by looking down at their thumbs and seeing red splotches or swelling or just simply those little red dots on the top of the thumbs. I've had several people let me know in the last week or so of some of their, you know, experiences, and of course some of their dots on their thumbs would be present. And for those that say, well, I wish I could remember, let me tell you, believe it when I say, no, it's not, you can't function in your everyday life. You can't go forward with your agendas or your assignments if you remember. You remember only those things that are here to empower you to go forward with your life on the planet. Now, there have been some readjustments made in a lot of the species because of the technology on the planet. I've discussed that before. Reset buttons have happened because cell phone towers, computers, some of the technologies, what they're doing, they're causing this kind of a warp in frequency, and it's setting off a lot of people's agendas, some ahead of time, some they're canceling altogether. These technologies that we have now that we're, you know, that we love so much, like these cell phones and these computers, are actually, in some ways, you know, disarming a lot of agendas and programs. So some adjustments have had to be made with reset buttons, bringing, you know, after they reset them, they bring you back to your bed or wherever you are, if you're sitting in meditation or if you're awake walking around. Some people are actually taken, you know, as they're functioning and they just don't, you know, they'll come and take them and bring a replacement. You know, if someone's, you know, working at a job, you know, it's a grocery checker and they're standing there checking groceries, they'll have someone come and keep the body going. And then they'll blip them back. You just can't imagine the immense technology they have in order to do this. It really is kind of a science fiction writer's dream to see some of the mechanisms that go on. And, of course, they do the bloodline check and the astrological check. They can take, you know, one drop of your blood, put it up on a screen, and they've got your chart. They've got your progress chart. They've got your solar return chart. They can look back through a video of collapsed history, we call, and, you know, just really see so much about the individual and where the individual has been empowered to play or where they've been canceled. So, anyway... Do you have a question at this point before I go on?
Not really.
Okay. Several planetary beings coming from many galaxies, planets, solar systems, even black holes, representing the most evolved of their race or species, that you know, they were at these meetings, and they would go back to their origin with a report, which would determine their level of assistance to planet Earth. Every January and July, they would do this. And all became so in agreement to two critical agendas. When this first was started back in 1708 for humans to start tracking themselves and giving them permission to know about this, and there were several mediums and psychics and really advanced people on the planet that did have this information. And through the years, through the Saint Germain work, that this has really been empowered through lectures and through meetings. Okay. Number one, that Earth would not be destroyed through nuclear power or through crystal power or the misuse of crystal power. That was one. Two, that they would not interfere with the soul's destiny or their desire to go home, no matter what home would be for that soul, as free will became the main guideline for all the experiments, and interfering with this law would jeopardize the experiment, on so many levels. As time went on, throughout these meetings, a group of galactic souls came to the planet and discarded the codes of free will and set forth a seeding of their species, which is in violation of all other experiments that the Galactic Council had put forth. And this violation was actually placed on Earth long before the Teton meetings were even put in place, as their handiwork can be traced back to times of ancient Atlantis, Lemuria, Egypt, Sumeria, Greece, and other geographical areas where gold, quartz, and other minerals were predominant. Also, locations of the 33 geopower points on the planet, as some of them understood the earth-to-sky dimensional power of these portals and vortexes and entrances and exits that would resonate not only to their species, but to other species as well. And this renegade bloodline would travel the globe, interfacing with other bloodlines, and would be influenced through their genetic makeup and would become troublesome to certain experiments conducted on the planet. As time went on through these Galactic Council meetings and the Tetons, a measuring device was put in place as to filter out some of the renegade bloodline. But as all experiments have shown, they too had ways of circumventing and became smarter in their calculated upgrading of their species. Technology is so advanced and immense in their tracking abilities that some genetic engineers had to splice and split souls into different frequencies so they could compete with the ploys of the renegade species. Let it be known that this renegade species first came with reptilian, draconian bloodline, but since then others have joined them over the centuries and have supported their efforts, even infiltrating some of the Teton meetings, disguising themselves as willing participants. This occurrence, I know, will be upsetting to many who have been attending these meetings and will undoubtedly be bittersweet news that will strike hard at the core of their New Age or religious belief systems. This year's Teton meeting especially focused on the mixed bloodline experiments that the renegade bloodlines have invaded, as now their bloodlines have grown in such immense numbers and have caused such wars to be waged, not only on Earth, but other planets as well. Their lust for power and greed for the resources on the planet first became the focus of their attention. And later, their lust turned towards the humans that now have been gifted with starseed abilities that resonated to their crystalline tracking systems. Many starseeds have been hijacked in this manner, especially those that have been abducted against their free will. Once the renegade bloodline put themselves in power positions on the planet, then it became more difficult to counteract their lust for power. And many walk-ins have come and gone from world leaders because of the advanced technology that allows implants to dictate global events. These are just some of the notes that I have typed today regarding the meetings. And I would like to point out that the Pleiadians that put their walk-ins in motion last November, millions of them on the planet, and then, of course, a lot of them became active in May. And all over the planet, there are beings. The great hope that we have is that the Pleiadians have, they saw the plight that was happening with the renegade bloodlines, and that's why they brought so many walk-ins in November, because they knew that they had to do countermeasures to world leaders and to some of the things that were happening on the planet, because too many scientists, too many gun-happy galactic beings were starting to shoot their guns in places that, you know, just it was unacceptable. So when it gets to be 55 critical mass, decision-making time happens, and that's what happened in November, because they knew that the earthquakes were coming, the volcanoes were coming, that certain experiments that had been allowed to happen with HAARP, had not been stopped, although a group, tried to get it stopped back in 1994. You know, the building of HAARP went ahead and happened anyway. And so some of the stress lines of the planet have been influenced by HAARP. And some of the technologies have gone up, not only by our government, but do you know that other governments as well have now implemented HAARP? So it's not only us that has HAARP. And this is most distressing to those of us that have been tracking the frequencies that have been playing on the planet, such as HAARP.
You mean there's so, other HAARP stations besides the one in Alaska?
That's right. And the one in Alaska, the one in Alaska, they have like mini HAARPs kind of set up. Like there's one set up in New Mexico, a mini HAARP. And that mini HAARP goes to Air Force bases and Army bases, military bases. And then that frequency is shot to cell phone towers. And then the cell phone towers, of course, go to the cell phones. And that's how they're able to thought adjust and to mind control the people, on a particular frequency.
Through cell phones.
Through the cell phones. And they can do it through satellites. And I know of an experiment that's been happening since November off and on. It's the sleep deprivation frequency. And if you notice, if you can go online and check, how many Ambiens have been bought. And, of course, the Ambien frequency, that's a sleep tablet. And what it does, after you take it for such a long period of time, will start erasing your memory and start putting it into Alzheimer's. And this is how they're keeping some of the people asleep on the planet. Not only are they sleep deprivation exercises going on, but then they give them the pill to help them sleep. But in turn, that pill just starts erasing their memory. It's really insidious, okay? So, people need to really start thinking about the different technologies on the planet that counteract this. And I have found one. And I'm not really going to mention the name of that product right now. If anyone's really interested in knowing about this technology, please email me at lavendar@starseedhotline.com.
That cut out a little bit.
I'm sorry.
Your phone cut out a little. lavendar@starseedhotline.com.
Right.
Okay.
And I will email you a 60-page report about this technology. It's been researched, and it said on our custom for a year before they allowed it in. Of course, the FDA didn't know what it was and said, that can't be anything. So they went ahead and okayed it, which was, I thought, kind of funny.
Well, we finally get a break from, huh?
And it's got 6 Tesla coils in it, and I know that when I lay down for 8 minutes on this technology, it completely realigns not only my blood crystals and my alignment to all my agendas and my mission on the planet, but it dislodges implants that are not supposed to be there. Like if a renegade group comes in and says, let's give her an implant so she'll listen to us instead of others. Well, this technology just zaps it and it's gone. And so for those that are, want to know about this technology, I'll be happy to send you the report and also my testimonial about it. So any questions, Ariel, that comes to mind that you want to bring up?
There was probably no easy answer. But where do the Pleiadians and the Federation draw the line on free will? Now, the renegades have free will to make trouble. Where do you draw the line there when it becomes a violation? Does that give the Pleiadians the right to then, your free will doesn't count anymore because look what you've done?
They have a system set up. It's going to be hard to describe.
I told you it was a hard question.
Well, I'll do the best I can. For instance, if the renegades put forth a huge violation, then the Pleiadians can match the violation with the simple degree of frequency that either neutralizes it or turns it back on the species that put it in motion, because the species got to know that the cosmic laws of cause and effect when placed on this planet still apply. And it may put them in a position where they have to go sit down for a long period of time. Can't play at all. See, one of the things that they really hate most of all is, don't tell me to go sit down and work. What it does is it captures their energy field where they can't participate. It puts them in prison. It is a prison for them to go. They can lock them up in this crystalline energy where they just have to rant and rave inside a crystal for long periods of time, and they can't function. And a lot of renegades know that if they do a certain kind of thing, that'll happen to them. Now, there's some that sacrifice themselves that way. They say, well, you know, I don't care. I'll be locked up, but eventually I'll get out. It may be 1,000 years, but you know what? Time's nothing to them. It's kind of like the Chinese. Chinese have a 1,000-year plan for us, and they're very patient. Does that explain it?
Yes, yes, it does. And I the reason I asked it because I want to know that the Pleiadians and the councils will step in. So, because their technology is like 4,000 years ahead of us, so they really are the only ones that have the tools to deal with this, and we can deal on our little level with what we have to work with. But you know, a lot of us don't have the tools that we need, and which is part of why we're doing this show.
Well, and you know, you've heard me, how many times have you heard me say, you know, don't take a knife to a gunfight? And
right.
That's kind of what's happened on the planet, because a lot of spiritual warriors are still using tools that used to work for them before technology came to the planet. And, you know, I know there's a lot of well-meaning spiritual warriors out there listening today to this show. And, and I've gotten a lot of emails about sending prayers to the Gulf for the oil spill. And I must say that their intentions were well positioned, and I'm sure that it empowered them to do that. But in actuality, if they weren't using the technologies that they needed to use in order to counteract it, their energies were dispersed. It's hard to explain that to people that believe in prayer and to believe in meditation the way a lot of beings believe in it. And it's great to keep yourself attuned to an alignment of prayer and meditation. I'm not saying that it's useless. I'm just saying that there's certain events on the planet where prayer and meditation can't even touch it.
Well,
and
you have to have the right tool for the right job.
Yes, you have to have the tools for it. Don't take a knife to a gunfight. And so, you know, I just saw Avatar the other day, just this past week.
The movie.
And you know, I saw those, you know, great, beautiful blue creatures, and they had their spears. And here came this huge technology to do away with it. Same thing. Okay, I thought of what was happening now with, you know, so many people on the planet, because they They're using what they know that they have. Now, we have been given some really outstanding technologies in some of the people. Some of the starseed are walking around with some gigantic crystalline implants, but they're sitting there dormant. People don't know how to use them. They're fearful of having an implant. Instead of embracing it and saying, oh, I've got an implant and I'm going to use it now, not to hurt anybody, but to simply empower their agendas, keep their energy fields up where they can't be infiltrated. There's just so many different aspects to implants. And, you know, I'm going to do a special radio show on implants in the near future. I'm going to describe how they work, what they look like, how people can tell if they have one. You know, I really do have my PhD in implants, also a PhD in bipolar activity with some of the people that get these implants, because it will make you a little bipolar. Get the adjustments that happen in brain chemistry will be very akin to the bipolar tendencies that happen to a lot of star people on the planet. So I hope everybody will, you know, stay tuned to us and check us out, you know, when we send emails out to let people know about the radio shows, because eventually we will get to the implant information. And I'll tell you, implants were really part of the big discussion in the detons. And it's like everybody was going, oh, I have that implant. Oh, yeah, I've got one, too. I mean, it was really, it was a show and tell of implants.
Well, I would like to mention, if you're listening on the computer, or even if you're listening after the show, on the player, there's a little red heart icon that says Fave. And if you register with Blog Talk Radio by going to blogtalkradio.com, it's a free registration, and then click Fave on our player, then if we don't have your email address, we don't know how to contact you, they will let you know when your favorites are going to be showing a new episode. So that's one way that you can stay connected, because we have a lot of people that we do inform, but there are probably hundreds of people that have listened to the show that we can't contact to let you know. So unless you just keep checking back, this is a way that you can stay wired into the loop.
Also, I want to talk about a little bit about quartz crystals. You know, back in the early 80s when I first when I wrote that little crystal book that three other people wrote in that same two-week period, the four of us kind of helped launch the crystal movement back in the 80s. And there was this big influx of, you know, gem stores and bookstores and metaphysical bookstores. It grew overnight. And I want to say that that's going to happen again. There's going to be such a crystal craze hit this planet this year. It's already in motion. And a lot of crystal mines in Arkansas, they're gonna give up some of their secrets about Atlantis, and about there's going to be some things that are discovered that's going to cause this to happen. See, the old Atlanteans would journey to the Arkansas region to go in and mine their crystals. And when they got ready to build a giant crystal in Atlantis, it did come from Arkansas. But there were real responsible scientists and beings that left codes and energies in those crystals that would surface later, that would help our planet and would help the souls that were part of the Atlantean experiment. So I just wanted to say that the crystal craze is going to happen again. And some of the crystals that you received back in the 80s at the shops probably have a lot of these old Atlantean crystal frequencies and codes in them. And when you put them out in the sun on those 25, 26, 27 degree days that I have marked, you know, in my crystal book, the days of coding, you know, they're going to be activated. They'll come back into your house, and you'll be asleep one night, and there'll be energies turned loose, and you'll wake up, and you'll just know things. And it's almost like it's when the crystals let a code loose, they let it up in the ethers. It kind of circles around like a little firefly, and it hits your consciousness. It'll hit the crystalline structure of your brain, and your silica in your brain, and then it'll go to your pineal, and then you'll go, aha! You don't know where it came from. It was like a little crystal firefly that just jumped out of one of the crystals. So I just thought I'd bring that up.
Well, there's a lot of great information on crystals from a celestial point of view, because the book is geared towards the starseed use of crystals. It also has some great exercises. And therefore, I mean, for anybody would enjoy the learning of the crystals, but there's a lot of codes in there for starseed in particular.
And, you know, when I wrote it, I never lectured on it because I never remembered writing it. And when I walked away from the publishing of it, it was in its ninth printing. I have, like, maybe 20 to 30 hard copies left, and I only send them out to people that I feel like just I gift them now. You really can't buy one. I just gift them. And I also have these Giza crystals that I'm also gifting to certain people that I talk to, and I feel like that they should, you know, have them. It's just my way of, you know, thanking some of the starseed on the planet for showing up. And talking about showing up, I'd like to kind of switch a little bit of energy here and talk about some of the people that I have been experiencing some gigantic starseed activations with. And Barbara, are you on the line?
Yes, I think she's here. Just hang on a second.
Okay, can we get Barbara on the line?
Barbara, are you there?
Can you hear me?
Yes, there you are.
I'm here.
I wanted to say, Barbara, the reason I asked you to call in today, I gave you a session, and then you were kind enough to turn around to your friends, people that you were connected to, and you had them call me. And I've done about five or six of the people that referred to me, and here's what I found out. I found out that these particular souls, you were a group soul, and that you had a lot to do with several incarnations in France and the Mary of Magdalene information and the René Le Chateau and the Christ bloodline. And when it started happening, I said, come here. Am I just a recording that's punching a button and saying the same thing over and over to these same people? And I thought, no. What's happening here? You know, it's kind of like my discovery of star markings. You know, when I started discovering how that worked, you know, I started doubting myself, of course. But so I wanted you just to talk just for a few minutes and just kind of give us some feedback on what you've been hearing and how you've been feeling about this connection, the particular connection to France, the Cathars, you know, the Catholic, all of that. And somehow it's like you're the catalyst that's activating these women's soul records to me. You would just say something about this.
Well, I've known for probably since 1995 that I was part of that Magdalene consciousness, because when I started using the essential oils from Young Living, the information just started pouring through, and the, you know, the work that I do with the oils and specifically the anointing is such a powerful way to activate different people. So I knew, and through you know, Sandy Lyon and I had talked about this several times, about that I was part of that Magdalene frequency. So I have pursued that knowledge, but a lot of the folks that I've referred to are people that I've known from all over the country for years, and wasn't, you know, I knew there was a connection, but I wasn't quite sure what specific connection it was. What has happened since my reading with you? Well, actually, since I read the first communication on Starseed Hotline when a friend emailed me your website address was that this was really powerful information for me. I couldn't wait to get my reading. And what has happened since then for me personally is it's, as the days go by, I realize that the latent codes that you, through the voice resonance, have been activated daily I'm feeling more strength and more understanding and more information. I asked to go to the Starseed or to the Teton meetings, and I knew that I had been taken there. I still don't have real clear picture of what that was all about, but I know that there was reset happened. Most likely I was activated in a totally different way because I'm coming more strongly into my own work, my own understanding. The information is coming through more clearly. The women that I have referred to, and I have referred several men at this point as well, so I'm anxious to hear if any of those fellas call and get a reading. But the women that have called and communicated back with me have just been so excited and so clear about what is happening with them as well. So I am so grateful that you all are doing this work, and that there's this forum to be able to learn more about what our genetics are and our bloodlines and all that, that it's there, it's available, and that we can access it with relatively easily.
Well, thank you so much, Barbara. And, I do record these sessions, and I have gone back and listened to a couple again, and it's like I'm hearing something for the first time, and I'm noticing that if you listen to the recordings maybe two or three times, you'll hear things at a different level you didn't hear the first time.
Right, and what I'm also realizing is I took the recording of my session and I downloaded it to my computer, and then I burned a CD that when I wake up in the morning, and I've done this two or three times, that I listen to it again and I do hear different information. But the other thing that happens is this energy reactivates for me when
it's
I do
like
that.
A reset
and
button. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. And it's been so powerful.
Right. I know I'm holding a huge reset button that just happens, every night for me. It's like reset. Everyone I talk to is I know that reset's important because of the technologies on the planet. And it's like, I've got some kind of super duper cosmic oxygen that happens to the telephone. I don't know how to explain it any other way.
Right, right.
And
the folks that I talked to after they'd had a reading with you were like, oh my God, I recognized her voice.
Yeah, there is a particular energy that happens in your throat, in your throat chakra, and it's like they've given me a crystalline voice box, and in this voice box holds a lot of codes that goes out through sound. And
right.
I don't know how to explain it any other way except that. And I have actually found some people in the past couple of weeks that I had to activate their voice boxes because they just weren't activated, and now they are. And I'm sure that some of them are going to be, cosmic jabberwockies because they can't shut them up.
Right.
I see that, okay. I'm talking about from experience. I've had it a few times myself. That's why I know.
I thought you might have.
Yeah, my mouth gets like a cosmic torn pocket. So,
right.
Barbara, for calling in and sharing that with us. And
well, thank you.
That would like to come online now and speak about their experiences at the Tetons, or if anyone has a question.
Okay.
Ariel, do you have... I can't see the phone lines like you can.
I'm going to Barbara, I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
Continue to listen, and we'll move on to the next caller. Thanks, Barbara.
Thank you.
Okay. We have caller from 928 area code. You're on the air.
Hi, Ariel. This is Anne. Hi, Lavender.
Well, hey, Anne. I just have been thinking about you so much, and we will talk soon, believe me.
Well,
so,
you
yes, tell us your experiences. And
you just spoke about the voice box, and I have lost mine. Has anybody else gone through a purging or a detoxing since this meeting? I started this on Friday, which was the 9th, and I just seem to be going through some kind of something. I'm not quite sure.
Well, that does happen, Anne. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the first time that I can remember years ago when I had to make a decision and a major jump about how far I was going to take this information. And I just ended up with no voice, all kinds of ailments, blowing my nose nonstop.
Yes.
Eating until I thought my head was going to come off.
That's exactly what's been going on, exactly.
Mucus until I was just so sick of myself.
Yeah, right. Well, I assume that I was there because on Sunday the 4th, I was driving down the highway and all of a sudden I got this terrific pain in my right thumb. And I couldn't imagine what was wrong with it. And then the pain went away, and I looked at it, oh, maybe a half an hour later, and half of the thumb was black and blue.
Uh-huh. Well, they got you driving the car, okay?
Well, does that mean I left my body at that time, too?
You did, and they brought in a walk-in to keep driving the car.
Well, that's good.
They came back, and they probably, you know, they make little mistakes about those shots, believe it.
Okay. The other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit, you mentioned HARP and the Gulf and the condition down there with the oil spill and this huge bubble that's on the ocean floor down there now that's filled with methane gas. And it's been on the internet recently that they were planning on shooting HARP down into that and also a sonar. There's a sonar company out of Australia, and the two of those are going to be combined to hit the Gulf and create an explosion, which will create a tidal wave and then this gaseous, lethal air that will travel northward. And this was supposed to happen between the 11th and the 12th of this month.
I think that's going to be neutralized.
Now, that's what I'm wondering. Were they involved? Did they neutralize that?
There is a team, believe it, that's in motion that's neutralizing those plans. And I think one of the most alarming things that I saw on a video was the day of the explosion, there was this huge purple ray of like a ray gun that was coming from the sky. And as the well was being burned, this purple ray was showing up on a video taken by fishermen.
Hmm.
The other thing that I thought was disturbing was that the BP president sold his stock 2 weeks before.
Exactly, yes.
And also that Halliburton went around and bought all the oil-skimming boats that they could get their hands on 2 weeks before this happened.
Right.
So, you know, when you think about those kinds of coincidences, I don't believe in coincidences for a minute, so, but I don't really want to focus on that because the only thing I can say, because if I get into it, I'm going to scare a lot of people and I don't want to do that. But, in saying that, if you have starseed friends on the Gulf Coast, get them out and get them out now.
Yep.
That's all I'm going to say.
Right. Well, you mentioned last time that they had talked about the fact that there were going to be a lot of lives lost soon and that those would be taken on board the ships. And I wondered if they were any more specific about where or what was going to cause that?
Well, first of all, there's a lot of earth changes, and actually it's happening, you know, all over the planet for,
right,
you know, large groups of people are leaving together, okay?
Okay, so it
and,
wasn't one
it
specific
thing. Particular thing that we're talking about, like the Gulf, we're talking about, you know, huge dispersal
mm-hmm.
of beings that are going to be going to other planets, going back aboard spaceship, given the choice to go back to work, you know, through incarnational experiments, joining the Women of the Ethers. I mean, there's so many assignments that you can go and do. And these people that are, you know, talking to ghosts and astrals, you know, that's the least favorite of anyone, is to remain
mm-hmm.
on the planet as an astral. I got to tell you, that is like, you know, that's like a whale being at the bottom of the ocean and can't move.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are speaking to astrals, I wish that they would just, you know, bless them and let them go on. And because the astrals really don't come forth with any more information than when they left. And although they want to come and, you know, tell a loved one, oh, yes, I loved you before I died. Well, so? I'm sorry.
Well, Lavender, I want to thank you so much for all your help and all your wonderful information. You truly have been the best-kept secret on the planet.
Well, I did my work in secret for all that time because they told me that my energies would really be needed later. And
well, I know you've helped me a lot.
So
I'll get off. I'll get off and let somebody else talk now.
So much.
Thanks mm-hmm. for calling, Ann.
Sure.
Okay, well, we have another
Hello?
Caller from 513 area. You're on the air.
Hi, this is
Hello.
Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
I have a question. When you were at the Tetons, did they discuss what we starseeds can do, you know, with even if we're not aware of our powers yet totally? I mean, how do we proceed now? What do we do now? Because I know we're supposed to be doing something. I guess, where do we point ourselves?
When you get up every day and you start your daily task and you've got to go to Walmart or you've got to go to the grocery store, go put gas in your car, okay? Your energy patterns, think of it like little bees and little fireflies are on your system, okay? And you go in and you pay your bill and you hand the money to the cashier. And through the money and through your energies from your hands goes to the cashier. The cashier then hits the computer, it goes into the computer, it runs the lines, it turns around and touches a worker, and pretty soon you're activating other people. That's one way. I mean, this is about being unconscious and walking around doing it anyway. So that's just, I'm just giving you an example, because when your starseed in your blood is activated, it starts affecting your etheric. Your etheric starts activating the crystalline structures that start shooting out like little helicopters, like little bitty tiny fireflies that just kind of emanate from your system. You remember in the movie, I lost it. Okay. It was where the old people were in the hot tub.
Cocoon.
Cocoon. There we go. Cocoon had one of those galactic senior moments. Cocoon, it's kind of like that. It's that energy that comes down and makes you glow. And if you don't have the eyes to see glowing, you don't know it's there, but it's still there anyway. Or like in Celestine Prophecy in the movie, showing energy and how the etheric comes out. If you have not seen Celestine Prophecy, the movie, please see it. It really gives a great demonstration, you know, about how that works. And so many different levels. I can't even begin to tell you how many different levels of dimensional activity is happening. and at some point in time, and we discussed this at the Tetons, I'm really not ready to expose this too much, but believe me when I tell you, we have a parallel Earth, and that we do exchange back and forth at different times through history, this parallel Earth, so there is another you out there.
Well, many, actually.
Yeah, but that's just...
And what about using the crystals and drinking crystal water and some of the exercises that I read in your crystal book? Wouldn't that help, Sandy?
Yeah.
No, I'm asking, at when we were in the Grand Tetons, what do we do with, because this other I understand a lot, so that's not the problem. What I'm questioning is, when you were at the Grand Tetons, what are they telling us we need to do on a, like, a more, Sunday I did some light integration work, had to work with somebody, and in that person there was an implant. The implant was not one of ours. It was in another form. And will there be more activation for those who are working in this field and so forth?
Right.
I mean, I know that we hear that they're concerned about the Earth herself. How do we work in relationship to that? There's no question that we know we connect.
Okay, now like your hand, Sandy, if you're working
yeah.
on someone that has an implant that does not belong to the original natural state of the person and the soul, and your
yeah.
hands go in, your hands can dismantle it.
Oh,
and
no, I know.
Getting,
I, this is what I do.
There's
technology yeah.
in yourself now that can do that.
I know. Lavender, I do know about that part of it. What I'm saying is that I think we're going to see more and more of that, don't you? I mean, a while back we were seeing a lot of them, and now there's more. What I'm saying, did they discuss anything at the Grand Tetons? Because
yeah, they discussed. Listen, we had huge sessions. I went back for, you know, I went several times, and a couple of those times were just devoted to the technology and implants on the planet.
Okay.
So I guess I don't understand your question.
Okay. When
are
I was
you
at a
no more, is that it? I don't.
No. Well, I hadn't been. I wrote you an email actually before this to let you know about what happened at a gathering and that there we had had this woman. I hadn't been called to do anything since 96 to do any work whatsoever, and out of the blue this kind of just happened, and it just sort of came up. And when this was happening, it was really exciting because it had come, a lot of this activation had come from having my star chart done by you, you know, on Tuesday, on the 13th. And when, after that happened, all of a sudden, you know, all kinds of things were going off, and I'd been doing this work before, but I had gone into kind of a no-nothing phase. But what I was curious about is that here we are, we're star seeds, we're asking questions, we're being told that the brother, the councils of light, all of that are working, are working on behalf of the Earth herself. And I'm saying, I'm watching people going into crisis. They're going into spiritual crisis. They're going into this energetic crisis. And was there any discussion about how we can more effortlessly work with this, or how do we also keep, I mean, we keep putting out our intention. Do we just need to relax into this and kind of go with the flow and we'll be guided? Was there any talk about
all of that? But here, you know, the reason that most crises are happening to people, especially in the New Age spiritual movement, it's because all the lies are getting busted at so many levels, and they're just freaking out, and they're going, oh, you know, I learned it one way, and now you're telling me it's not that way at all. Well, all that New Age jargon is having to take a back seat now because energy doesn't lie. Only people do. So a lot of
right.
crisis is happening because, you know, some of those phrases like, well, it was meant to be, just isn't working. Never did. Food the way some of the, you know, there's some New Age jargon out there. I'm going to do a special show on New Age jargon and what it's done to the New Age, to the starseed on the planet.
Right. Well, this is causing all kind of chaos. Cause this woman has been sick for like 3 years, and so yeah, this stuff does really impact it. And I was just wondering if they had discussed about anything that we can do more. But I'll let you go. And,
okay. Thanks, Sandy.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
I want to let you know that even though we only have about 5 minutes left to the show, it will be continued. It just won't be streaming. So if you're listening on the computer, you'll have to check back when it's been archived and you can hear the final questions. But we're going to try to get to everybody. We have three more people that want to ask a question. Right now we have area code 702. You're on the air.
Hi, Lavender. It's Georgia in Vegas.
Hey.
I wanted to let you know, since my reading, I've been in full force. I've had I've been sketching like crazy with ideas, so you definitely activated me in a lot of ways, and I'm so excited.
And, you know, just before you came on the line, I thought of Georgia, and I thought, well, my friend Helen must be on the line from Georgia. And then you came on and said your name, Georgia. That kind of freaked me out.
I know. I was just like, where is all this coming from? And then I realized, because I had played, your reading several times since I got it. And I'm like, oh, my energy was going so fast, I couldn't get a pencil in my hand fast enough to start sketching. And then I remembered you had mentioned jewelry, and I remembered I used to make jewelry 7 years ago for myself, and then I had taken a class in it in high school. So I had totally forgot I had that in me.
Well, you definitely have within your soul records the codes for the Athena jewelry, no doubt about it, okay? No doubt in my mind.
Oh, I am very fortunate to have had a reading with you, and very fortunate to have received my knowledge back, and I thank you for that.
Thank you. Well, I just kind of take a needle and thread, galactic thread, and just kind of start looping, you know, your soul records back to your mission, back to your natural state, to your rites of passage, and pretty soon, voila.
Also, I want you to email me with some information so I can make a necklace for you.
Oh, thank you. We'll talk. Okay.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
And I appreciate you talking to me.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next caller now. Area 405. Area 405. Here we are. Area 405, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Hi, Lavendar, this is Ginger.
Oh, hey, Ginger Rogers. Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I'm sorry, I'm having some issues. I'm cutting out a bit. Let me turn this up. I'm so sorry. Okay, how's that? Is that better?
Good.
Okay. I was wondering, I got the two books that you told me, I don't know if you got my email or not, and I am reading the one book, and
is that called The Unexpected One by Kathleen McGowan?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And I want you to know that you had no idea I was on my way to the library when we actually spoke, so that kind of tripped me out, and then... since then, I've had, like, several questions, and I'm just, yeah, I have questions. One being, what is an implant? And then two, you know, and I know that's probably a long answer.
That's a two-hour show right there.
So I guess I'll have to wait for that show.
Yeah, we've got
and
got,
then,
like,
go ahead.
I'm going to say we... just want to remind you that even though the show is only going to be streaming for another 60 seconds, we will get to our final caller who has a question. So continue.
Okay, thank you. And then the other thing is I'm interested in, because I've always been interested in Atlantis, but what is the correlation between Atlantis, Lemuria, and Mu? Or is there?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, boy, that's another 2 hours. Those were gigantic experiments that were put in motion, to lay down some of the esoteric knowledge that we have on the planet and its people. You know, the blue race was, during the time of Lemuria. Atlantis, of course, was a very advanced civilization that just got too big for its britches. And the Pleiades had to come and, intercede and do some work during that time. The bloodline experiments that left Atlantis went to England, and the royal bloodline started happening. And the reptilians showed up, and it's just, there's just a lot of information about how all that came about.
Okay.
You need to find books to read and study. A lot of people have, a lot of information, on the planet about those lost civilizations. But
I read that
I feel a really strong connection that you have with the Crystal Mines in Arkansas, and thank you for, giving me the email of the lady that has a crystal mine. And so I think that some of those answers will come to you when you go back to Hot Springs, Arkansas.
I think they have. I think I don't know what activation or anything is, but I know about the time I came back from Arkansas, which I went there, 2010, 9, maybe like the beginning of 2009 or 8, one of those. I can't remember exactly, but there's been a lot of stuff going on with me that has always been there, but it's like super, super, super strong right now. And it's so strong, in fact, that it's kind of freaking me out because I know that I am like super protected, but still, when things happen that are kind of extraordinary, you just kind of go, oh my goodness, what is that? And that's where I'm at right now. I know to go with it and go along with it because I know that it's all for my highest good, but still, it's still kind of like, oh my goodness.
And then what? You just have to, pay attention to it, flow with your natural state, know that you have rites of passage to go forward with your evolution. Trust yourself more.
Okay.
I know you probably have trust issues with others, and that's fine.
I do.
Well,
let me ask you this. Do you know by any chance or when I was actually activated, or did I actually come in activated?
I think you came in activated, but you've had sleepy juice on you for a while.
Yeah, I've had to work through some like childhood traumas and stuff, and it's taken about 20 years, and now that those are kind of like cleared out, I am on fire is all I can say.
Ready to pop. You're ready to
pop. So one other thing. Can cats or animals be of Palladian origin?
What I'm noticing with cats and horses right now is that they're given some crystalline implants, and they come to help you clear the energy fields, and they are, our guidance systems. I don't know so much about dogs like I do cats and horses. That's kind of my forte. And I have a friend in Oregon that will be listening to this show, and she has galactic horses, and she has beings that are coming and actually sitting in the bodies of these horses. Same thing with the cats that I have. And I have, of course, I'm the cat woman here, and I have some really extraordinary pets. And you can, start asking for the universe to bring you these pets. But once you have them, you have to really take care of them and pay attention to their energy patterns. And I have one that is an absolute vegetarian, will not touch anything that has meat in it. So it kind of lets me know of what origin that cat is. Mm-hmm. Yes, that's answer your question.
Okay. Well, I think that my cat I know that he's here to help me, and I mean not in just the pet animal, pet human type arena, but he's very extraordinary, and anybody that meets him, they're like, oh my God, that cat is like human. And I'm like, I know.
So
I was just wondering.
Dimensional energies hold the portals between the other where, and I mean, it's like they're kind of like the fireman's pole to upstairs. They walk around with these huge vortexes of energies that they can slide down through, come down and work through. In the movie Ghost, it showed Whoopi Goldberg, anyway, go Whoopi, whatever.
Goldberg.
Anyway, it showed, you know, the energy coming through the cat. Going through the cat, and that can happen too. Astrals can use cats, but the cats I'm talking about are really equipped with technologies that help the starseed on the planet. So
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I found the bipolar thing very interesting because I do know that when I was younger, my mom put that label on me, and I knew whoever speaks to me or whatever would tell me not to listen to her because I was not bipolar. And I eventually gave in and just did what my mom wanted because of I wanted her love, et cetera, et cetera. And, but I find that whole bipolar thing, like, super interesting because I still struggle with that today. It's like, okay, well, maybe I really am, even though I know I'm not, you know?
This galactic bipolar is different. It has to do with your makeup, your genetic makeup. Has to do with your mission, your soul records, the things that you carry in your voice. I mean, so many things.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's a chemistry imbalance, and it's hard to adjust to.
Okay. What are renegade races?
You're opening up so many. I can't just answer that.
Thanks.
I'm sorry.
No problem. I will research it myself and try and figure it out.
You're going to know more when we talk. And have a private conversation. I'll try to bring you as much information as I can, okay?
Okay. I thank you so much, and I love you, Lavendar, and thank you very much. I'm sorry I don't know the host's name. I forgot. I
Ariel.
Can't think. Ariel, that's it. Thank you very much, Ariel, and I will let you go now so the other person can ask their questions.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Namaste.
Okay, we have one more caller to get to before we say goodbye. And area 562, you're on the air finally.
Hello, Ariel. Hello, Lavendar.
Hey, hello.
Delphi out in Long Beach.
Well, hey.
Hey, finally made it. Yay. I was just calling because I got on the call a little bit, you know, a few minutes late. But in regards to implants, with this last Teton meeting, I went and asked for the triple reset. Here I am putting my hand up again. I should learn to keep it down. But what they did for me with the triple reset was I actually had implants that were not supposed to be there, that were put in there to cause me problems. They actually removed them.
Good.
I had programming that was not mine, that was set in there to upset my etheric blueprint, removed. And they reset my etheric blueprint back to my original state. They reset my frequencies to my natural state. And then they put implants in that are supposed to be there, that were put in by, you know, our cosmic family, per se. And what that does is that sets my frequency up so that they cannot tamper with me anymore. And, boy, they tried the day after the Tetons, let me tell you. They have not been able to tamper with me. I have had no problems with sleeping. My physical health is coming back. I'm actually losing weight, and my skin is clearing up. So, I mean, I just wanted to say that just because people hear the word implant, that it's not something to be feared.
Right.
Because the cosmic weapon that they've given me is incredible. I mean, I'm around people of a certain renegade makeup, and they can't be around me for more than, like, a few minutes. I mean, they will go cosmic bipolar and just walk off in a whole other direction talking to themselves. And I just stand there and I'm just going, wow. You know, I find that people around me, even people that I've known for a long time, since I've had this triple reset, their reaction to me is quite different for some people. Other people want to get closer to me, and other people just kind of like, you know, it's like wave to me from the porch, like, how are you doing? So,
look at the assignments that you've been given. Why? Because you went to your natural state, you went to your rites of passage, you put up your hand several times, and all your blood coatings and all the things that you've gone through to prepare for yourself for this lifetime, you graduate just every two or three days into a whole nother realm of galactic activity. And that's what happens. And when you ask for the triple reset button, oh yeah.
Well,
when you ask for it, that also says that you're willing to carry the responsibility of carrying it.
Oh yeah, and the sense of freedom and connection. I mean, it's a whole other sense of oneness. I can't even really put words on it, but it adds a whole other sense of inner peace and just free, feeling that you are actually free. It is. I don't even really know how to explain it, but one of the physical side effects right away from it was I had blurry vision. I couldn't drive. My vision was blurry. It was coming in and out and in and out for a while.
Yeah.
And it finally just stabilized. And it's like, oh, okay, now I can see, but now I can really see.
Yeah.
And some of the things that I can see now when I look in certain people's eyes is just like, wow.
I know.
Talk about the veils have lifted.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the interesting thing is you don't always act on it.
No.
You know, before I might have felt an urge like, oh, my goodness gracious, what do I do? Now it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
There's a sense of detachment that comes with this. So, I mean, not all implants are bad, so I don't think people should, like, fear them. Just know where they come from.
Yeah, if they're not implants to empower and keep you focused on your mission and your destiny on the planet, then they need to go bye-bye.
Right, but I'm wondering how many people know to ask for that. Because I'm how long have I suffered? I was not aware up until recently that I could even ask for such a thing.
Yeah, see, a lot of people don't even know they can ask.
Right, and when I did ask, it was like, oh, okay.
He asked three times in a row. I want to know this now, I want to know this now, I want to know this now.
And
something activates in you when you ask three times, just like that.
And, boy, the activations from the implants that our people have given me are not just a game changer for me, but a life changer, actually. I don't have any pain.
You know, and I sent you those Giza crystals some time ago at the beginning of our relationship. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, those things, you know, have a mind of their own, and they're really hooked up to all the agendas that you're being asked to play with now. So,
yes, I can't keep them on my nightstand by my bed, or I get no sleep.
Yeah, well, some people sleep good with them, others don't.
No, I don't get any sleep. I get talked to all night, so it's kind of like, let me move you and put you over here so I can get some rest.
Okay,
yeah,
great.
I know what you're talking about.
But I just wanted to call and mention how the triple reset and implant removal worked for me, so maybe other people would know that they can ask for that now.
Right.
And it's nothing to be really afraid of, but you definitely have to be ready for it because there is no going back. Once those veils are off, they're off.
You know, what I'm picking up about you now is that, you know, you make those terrific transmutation salts. Why don't you make a salt that has the triple reset frequency in it? You can do that.
I make one now that has a reset.
Yeah, but not the triple reset.
No, I had... That's a good idea. I haven't thought about that one.
I can't wait.
I'll make some and I'll send some to you and Ariel to try. You can tell me it'll work.
Yeah. Okay, great.
Great. I'm so glad that you're feeling better and you sound so strong now. It's wonderful. And I just had this image of someone who is totally remodeling their house, throwing out all the crap that they don't need, and just keep all your favorite stuff that really empowers you. You know,
yes, that is pretty much a very good description of where I am, and it feels absolutely good. Also, on the point of kitties and horses,
uh-huh.
Well, I have a doggie that is a lot like the kitties you were describing.
Uh-huh.
And this one here, whenever there's an energy shift or I shift energy, she will wake up out of nowhere and come from wherever she is and sit on my lap or just get in my way.
Right. I'm sure that they – see, I don't have the personal experience with dogs like I do cats and horses. Okay?
Oh, I know. My little friend apparently has a lot of Syrian energy. And she's another one who doesn't care for meat so much as she likes fish and shrimp and apples and peaches.
Yeah, okay.
So, I mean, that's...
I'm the dog person in the family here, and I can tell you that my one dog did have a walk-in during the Teton meeting. The energy coming out of his eyes was just... I go, who are you?
Oh, yours does that too?
Uh-huh.
Where I can look at my dog and I'll call her and she looks up at me and then she'll literally look around the room like, who, me?
Yeah.
And I'm like, yes, I'm calling you. You know, and then I have to say, like, I would like to speak to Maheen. You know, is she there?
Well, you know, they're so close to us. They're like family, and they're here. They're here to help. And thank you so much for clarifying, because I think it is important that people know that there are implants that can help you, serve you, lift you up, help to activate you. They're very much useful tools, and everybody has the technology, so you just have to make sure you shop at the right store, you know.
Well, that's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Well, I always call the highest of the love and light vibration before I try to contact anyone. Try to put the vibration up as high as I can get it. And so far, that's...
Sometimes ask for the highest, you may not get what you're asking for, so you need to probably work on your wording a little bit. You know, the highest can be a Zeta Reptilian.
Oh! Well, luckily that hasn't happened.
Just saying, be careful how you speak, okay?
Oh, goodness. Well,
okay.
How should I rephrase?
Well, we'll talk about it when you and I talk, okay?
Hello?
Yeah, I would say just put in the word that serves you. You know, the highest that serves you, not anybody else.
Yeah. You don't throw it out to the crowd, okay?
Okay. Are you still there, Delphi? Her phone cut out.
Okay.
Well, we were just about done anyway. Before I conclude, I'd like to thank our callers for joining us and sharing their thoughts and questions. Also, I want to remind you one more time before we say goodbye that if you register as a listener on Blog Talk Radio and click the little red heart icon on the player, on our player, that says Fave, then you can get notices when we do another episode. So that'll be real important. And
also give them our 800 number.
And you can call our toll-free number at 888-881-0881. Okay. Well, we're having some strange energies happening around here with phone lines and electricity and things like that. So I think we'll just conclude now. And thank you again, everyone. And make sure you visit starseedhotline.com. Lavendar, thank you so much for sharing. And I think we even have more on the Tetons, even though this was supposed to be the final report. I don't think we covered everything. So we'll,
you know what? I think what we're going to do each radio show is I'm just going to release more and more information about the Teton Report and also the Pleiadian agendas. And, there was so much that happened. It's going to take me several radio shows to even cover, you know, a fourth of it. So
okay.
Each time we'll devote that. And when people want to, you know, express what they felt that happened to them in the Tetons, be sure to come back on and talk to us about it and tell us your stories. We love to hear them. So with that, I guess we're going to say good day and see you next time.
Thank you so much, Lavendar. And talk to you all later. Bye.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Hello.